Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, everybody listening, everybody paying attention all over North America. I hope you have had a tremendous day. I hope you've had a great Thursday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We got a lot going on this here Thursday. Of course, it's Thursday in the fall. That means we got baseball. That means we have football. A matter of fact, in a matter of seconds, a matter of minutes, we're going to have game 3 of the National League Championship Series. We got the Dodgers trying to take a 3-0 lead against the Milwaukee Brewers. And then later on as well, in a few hours from now, about 2.5 hours, we're going to have game 4 between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. All of a sudden, the Blue Jays, their bats woke up last night. Let's see if the Mariners strike back later on. And the Dodgers, like I said, they're trying to take a 3-0 lead. And then in another 2 hours from now, we got Thursday night football. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. It's a battle of the old guys. We got Joe Burrow. And then we also have everybody's favorite old man quarterback, old cranky Aaron Rodgers. So we got a lot to get into here over the next several hours. Give you an update on some of these injuries in the NFL. Guys like Kyler Murray, busted up foot. Brock Purdy, busted up foot. The reason why we got Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. Well, Joe Burrow has a busted up foot. That's why we got Joe Flacco there. LeBron James looks like he's going to be out until November. The first time in his career that he won't be able to start a regular season. Okay. Speaking of injuries, don't expect to see Trey Hendrickson tonight for the Bengals. He's out. Is he eventually going to get moved? All that whining, screaming, crying about a contract just for him to be traded. We knew this was a possibility. Hey, we got Luke Easterling joining us from Athlon Sports. He'll be here with us next hour. Give us a preview on Thursday Night Football. And then we got Chris Miles joining us from NBA TV. Chris Miles will be here later on in the show to talk some NBA. We keep getting closer and closer to the start of the regular season. Damn it, now we're about less than a week away. So we got a lot to get into. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, you ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to call up? You can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. That's X and Facebook and Instagram, all of the things. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We're getting ready for first pitch here in Los Angeles. I know there's a lot of anticipation about these Dodgers. This is about to be game three. If they go 3-0 on this series, the Brewers might as well go out there and just pack up their bags, hit the beach, party a little bit while you're in Los Angeles, because there's no coming back. Like, this series is over. And already here in the NLCS, the Dodgers have just thrown out two pitchers, because they got a million great pitchers. They've thrown out two pitchers and have received great results. Blake Snell starting game one. This man said, hey, here's 8 innings and 11 strikeouts. And then what could one-up him? Well, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, he came through and he says, I got you a complete game. Yamamoto says, everybody sit down. I mean, the only time he gave up a run was Jackson Churio and that leadoff home run. We haven't had a complete game in a postseason in, what, 8 years? So what the heck are the Dodgers going to do today? They're going to put Tyler Glasnow on the mound. And maybe, just maybe, hopefully, he gets knocked around. But are you going to expect it? I mean, so far here in the postseason, a matter of fact, forget that, in his last start against the Phillies, he gave you 6 scoreless innings. Tyler Glasnow, he may be the worst of everybody throwing a ball on his team. And so when you're the Dodgers and you picked up 2 victories on the road in Milwaukee and now you're back home in Los Angeles, are you going to lose the game like the Mariners did last night? Or are you all about your business? You're going to go up 3-0. Dave Roberts, he was asked about this. How do you get to 3-0? How do you avoid the 2-1 like last night with the Mariners? And Dave Roberts said, man, we just go to work. We ain't worried about nothing.
You know, you have a long-term goal to win a championship. And then on the short term, the micro, you know, how do you do that? You just stay in the moment. You know, don't lose that edge and stay focused. And then it's pretty easy. I mean, there's a lot at stake.
There's a lot of, yeah, what are you going to do? The media have to ask these questions. Like, they have to. Because if you're the Dodgers, like, what's the big deal here? You got the best pitchers. You're paying the pitchers all the money. You got the best players. Damn it, the best player in Shohei Ohtani. I mean, he finally had an RBI the other day. He's been stinking the joint up. Ohtani, 2 of 25 since they played the Cincinnati Reds. He had that one hit the other day. He is 1 for 7 in this NLCS. Maybe getting that RBI in the last game will wake up Ohtani. Matter of fact, Ohtani spoke to the media through his interpreter, not the one in prison, of course, a new one, one that's not robbing him. And Ohtani says, I don't got no struggles. They asked, hey, you pitching, maybe you pitching makes you stink. He's like, no, stop asking me.
On the pitching side, as long as I, you know, control what I can control, I feel pretty good about being able to put up results. On the hitting side, you know, just the stance, the mechanics, that's something that, you know, I do. It's a constant work in progress. So I don't necessarily think so. It's hard to say.
Botcher, we know for sure that guy's not robbing him.
For now. It's okay. Just starting. Until they become best friends, then it gets a little questionable.
Okay, when they become best friends, then he gets robbed. What a world. Hopefully not. Dave Roberts, he doesn't need an interpreter. He was asked about Ohtani stinking to join up.
I think the first 2 games in Milwaukee, his at-bats have been fantastic. And so that's what I've been looking for. That's what I'm counting on. So I still stand by that. And we got a long way to go to win the World Series.
Oh, well, here we go. You could be the Dodgers, and that's actually what you guys are talking about. Only today, win the World Series. Everybody else is like, oh, God, maybe we'll get here. They're just like, oh, yeah, well, we expect it. Meanwhile, you got the other manager in Pat Murphy. He's sending his guys out. Last game, they only had 3 hits against Yamamoto. They got to be better than that, right? Tyler Glasnow is not pitching a complete game. We're going to see more runs. Okay, Pat Murphy says, listen, you get punched in the mouth, you just got to roll with him.
this is more of an opportunity than anybody knows. If I was to tell this group after 0-4 start with the worst run differential in baseball history, if I was to tell them, hey, you know, you're 4 games from the World Series, you'll take it. Whatever that mountain is, we'll take it. Now let's get to work. Whatever's happened in the past has happened in the past. Let's roll.
Yeah, well, let's see how they roll. Tyler Glasnow has just thrown his first pitch. So we'll keep you up to date on this National League Championship Series as it continues on. I mean, this game, it should be over. Well, unless it's extra innings, this game should be over while we are here on the air. So we'll be able to tell you, you know, what the heck is going on. Let's see if Jackson Churio hits another home run to open up the game, this time in Los Angeles. Dodgers trying to take a 3-0 series lead. Anyway, we got another baseball game, I told you. This one is going to take place in about 2.5 hours. And there is a possibility that what could have been a 3-0 series lead by the Mariners last night, by the end of tonight, it could turn out to be a tied series at 2 games apiece. Because last night, instead of the Mariners seizing on the opportunity to take a 3-0 series lead, the Blue Jays beat the living hell out of them. 13-4. Standing here in the studio, every time I looked up, I had to go, oh, damn, there's another run. And then when I got out the studio, you know, I went by one of my friends and I said, hey, you saw the score? He's like, yeah, it's like 12 something, right? He goes, no, it's 13. I go, damn. The Blue Jays woke up. Everybody's hitting home runs. Springer had a home run. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had a home run. Kirk had a home run. Everybody had a home run except for me. Maybe if I went out there, I'd have a home run as well. But the Blue Jays, if they win tonight, they tie this series at 2-2. That'd be highly impressive. George Kirby was on the mound yesterday. He was getting a snot beat out of him, and they said, we need this pitching, so you're going to go out there and take the lumps. We're going to save him. 4 innings, 8 earned runs. He had to take the brunt of the punishment. Hey, George, why did the Blue Jays beat you up?
I kind of just I wasn't really executing when they got the guys on base, and they're really aggressive when that happened. So, they made some good swings. I wasn't really making a lot of good pitches there in the third and the fourth.
Uh-huh. Oh, we saw that. Home run after home run after home run after home run after home run. They can't give up those bombs like that today. Otherwise, this series is going to be tied. Huh. Someone who expects and hopes that they do it again, the Blue Jays, that is their manager, John Schneider. He says, you know what? We got to wake up today in a few hours and do it again.
We executed a game plan, and we're going to have to do it again tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's just one day at a time right now. So hopefully it does. Hopefully it gives us some momentum.
Oh, yeah, we hope it gives him some momentum. We hope. How about this? Max Scherzer is going to be on the mound. The last time this guy pitched was September 24th. 5 innings, 4 earned runs. Over the past several seasons, Max Scherzer has been beat up. He's been beat down. Botcher, is there a body part that hasn't hurt on this guy?
His brain.
You sure about that one?
I would say that, but he's a little crazy.
He's a crazy guy. He's so crazy that when it comes to Max Scherzer, a man who helped the Nationals win the 2019 World Series, but he also happens to be old as dirt at this point in time, you don't know what you're going to get. I would not be surprised if Max Scherzer goes out here tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays. I don't want to say turns back the clock. The guy's 41 years old. He has to turn back the hourglass, especially as a pitcher now. I wouldn't be surprised if he pitched 5 innings and struck out 6 or 7 guys, gave up a run or two. I wouldn't be surprised if Max Scherzer went out there and got beat to high hell. Like, you don't know what you are going to get. This is not Max Scherzer Cy Young Award winner. This is not Max Scherzer World Series champ. This is Max Scherzer, old guy. Okay, let's take a listen to what Max Scherzer had to say about his approach to pitching in the postseason.
early in my career, I thought I got bad advice. You know, somebody tried to tell me to stay calm. Yeah, I'm not going to stay calm. That's not good advice for me. And so, you know, I've learned it throughout my career. No, you got to kind of match the moment. You got to know who you are. You know who you are when you go out there and match that type of moment with your adrenaline.
Yeah, he's a wow. Can he play? Can what is he capable of? You might as well flip a coin. I would not bet. And if you got money to bet, go ahead and knock yourself out. I wouldn't bet a damn thing on Max Scherzer. It's certainly hit or miss when that guy is out there. Botcher, you were right. But I don't know. I think Max Scherzer, you don't know. Am I right? He could be vintage or he could go out there and just lay an egg.
I don't know. I have flashbacks now to when I hear Max Scherzer's name just because of the 2022 wild card with the Mets, just because he blew it against the Padres. But on top of that, he hasn't really been healthy throughout any playoffs because he had the neck issue with the Rangers where they won the World Series. And besides that, it's just you can't rely on him at this point late in the season to give you more than three innings. But if he gives you anything better than, I would say with his age and
four, five,
if he gets anything past four,
five,
it's a win.
Five.
That's
five.
The goal.
Even with five, it's not a win. There's nothing guaranteed. He is such a wild card in the sense. Here you got a guy who's going right into the damn Hall of Fame. He could wake up and just have it. Even if it's for a few innings. We know he's not giving us no Yamamoto. There's not going to be a complete game. But Max Scherzer, he's one of these psychos, man. He could have a throwback or he could go out there and they may have to throw the towel in. And so the Blue Jays, with Max Scherzer on the mound, just looking to just tie this series up, I feel confident in the Mariners that they're still going to win, ultimately. But let's see what Max Scherzer does. The Dodgers and Brewers, they are underway. No runs on the board so far here in the first. And then we have the Blue Jays trying to tie their series against the Mariners. They get started in 2.5 hours. We got a lot to get into in 2 hours from now. We have Thursday Night Football, the icy hot bowl between Aaron Rodgers and then Joe Flacco. One guy's 41, Aaron Rodgers. You got Flacco, who's 40. And the Bengals are just probably going to be embarrassing tonight. I know we've had some good Thursday Night Football matchups on Amazon. This should have been Joe Burrow if he didn't have no busted up foot. But we just got to settle for the icy hot bowl. Pity on us all. I told you we got Luke Easterling joining us next hour from Athlon Sports to talk some NFL. We got Chris Miles coming through to help us preview the start of the NBA season. We're a week away. We got a lot to get into. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, speaking of people throwing, how about this? We got Thursday Night Football. One of the games on Monday Night Football, we saw what the Bears did to Washington. They beat him on a field goal. Troy Aikman, let's just say, was not a fan of the guy throwing that ball for the Bears. That's Caleb Williams. What did Troy Aikman have to say? What did Caleb Williams have to say in response? And then how about this matchup? Think about this. The Chicago Bears are going to take on the Saints. You know what that means? We're going to have Caleb Williams and Spencer Rattler on the same field for the first time since these dudes went out there and left Oklahoma. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. We got so much to discuss. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Here we go again with the Dodgers. They're at it again already. It's the first inning. The Dodgers lead the Brewers 1-0. Shohei Ohtani, yeah, the guy who was struggling, he hit a triple. Mookie Betts says, don't worry about this. I'll drive him in. He hits a double, an RBI double by Mookie Betts, scoring Shohei Ohtani. And now we got the Dodgers up 1-0 in the first. We'll keep you up to date. Not looking good for Ashby, not looking good for the Brewers already. We'll keep you up to date. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888. I thought we had another run there. 888-710-4ISN. It was a strikeout. Before we went to break, I told you about one guy throwing around a ball, and people are not a fan of him. It has nothing to do with baseball. It's the NFL. Today we learned and got some words from the Chicago Bears about how much, you know, Caleb Williams and Troy Aikman are not necessarily fans of each other, or at least Troy Aikman, not a fan of Caleb Williams. We saw on Monday Night Football, besides the Buffalo Bills losing to the Atlanta Falcons, we saw out there the Chicago Bears in Maryland, they beat the Commanders 25-24, took a Jake Moody field goal. We got Moody, who wasn't even supposed to be on the team, but Santos, his leg was killing him. And so, you know, Caleb Williams helped execute that drive. Caleb Williams has the Bears at 3-2. Caleb Williams on the season has thrown 9 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. He ran for a touchdown. He threw for another one. He had that big pass to Swift. Swift took it 55 yards. And Troy Aikman was on TV going, well, that was lucky. I'm talking about DeAndre Swift, 55-yard touchdown run after the pass from Caleb Williams. He talked about Caleb Williams not necessarily placing his passes in the best places for his receivers to pick up yards after the catch. And then just Troy Aikman was just kind of meh about Caleb Williams. And so today, both Caleb Williams and his head coach, Ben Johnson, they were asked about it. You know, Caleb Williams, when told and asked about the criticism he received from Troy Aikman, he's just like, it's Troy Aikman. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I could care less. It's kind of how I think I've said multiple times over my time being here. Fair, not, life isn't fair. People are going to say what they have to say. We win, we lose. People have stuff to say. It was lucky. It was not lucky. People have stuff to say. Have a bad game, have a good game. You know, people have stuff to say. So it doesn't matter. We're only worried about what's going on here within this building and with these guys. So that's all I can say about that.
That's all I can say about that. Good reason, right? Everybody's going to have an opinion. Sure. What about his head coach? I mean, if you're the quarterback, you expect your head coach to have your back, especially if Troy Aikman is, you know, not necessarily giving you your just due. Listen to what his head coach, Ben Johnson, had to say about the criticism from Aikman.
Yeah, you know, I think you said it best. I love that perspective. It sounded like from that game the other night, a few people weren't particularly pleased with how we were winning right now. So I woke up this morning and, you know, my kids were watching the second half before school. And so I heard some of the commentary.
Wow. And pretty funny when your kids are watching in the morning time. Botch, you think his kids were really playing that back?
It might have been just on NFL Network or something like that, where it's just on loop and the kids watch in the morning.
He's just waking up and kids eating cereal and NFL. Well, I guess you got to watch what dad wants you to watch, huh?
Yeah, I grew up watching I don't want to say it's like ESPN SportsCenter. Might have highlights and stuff, but maybe something like that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I like the way he put it on his kids and not himself. Yeah, just saw my kids watching this. Maybe they were, Ben. Maybe they were. But then we got a little bit more of a story that came out. It was about how Troy Aikman did not meet with Caleb Williams for a production meeting. Yeah, you might be familiar with this. You probably heard about this more recently with this whole Tom Brady situation, with the potential conflict of interest with Tom Brady being an owner of the Raiders and Tom Brady being a broadcaster on Fox. You know, there are restrictions in regards to who and when Tom Brady and how he can meet with anybody prior to a game that he's going to call. You know, typically the broadcasters will meet with the star talent. Okay. Well, apparently in this case, Caleb Williams did not meet with Troy Aikman. And so maybe Troy Aikman was a little ticked off with Caleb. And maybe that's why he was so critical of him over the airwaves on Monday night. Let's take a listen to this.
I did not. I didn't get to meet with him. Tried to meet with him, and then reached out and tried to meet, and you know that didn't happen. And so, moved on from it. Went and played the game and came out 3-2.
Why did he not meet with him?
I was here late and timings didn't meet up, lifting or whatever the case may have been. And then tried to call him after the game and. Or not after the game, after the day, that day that, you know, I was supposed to meet with him and it didn't get through.
Oh, wow. Well, so we don't know no details there. He said he was lifting and he was working out. Well, I mean, what happened? If you were scheduled to meet with the guy, you couldn't sit down and talk to Troy Aikman for 15 minutes? I don't know. If it was scheduled and I was Troy Aikman, I'd be ticked off too. I mean, if you're Troy Aikman and you're trying to do your job and part of your job is to, you know, just have a chat and a conversation with some of the star players and no one bigger than the quarterback on the team and you're a QB, you know, you would expect just to have that chat. So I'm not going to put the blame on Caleb Williams without knowing the full details. But when you're saying that, yeah, we were scheduled, but then I got caught up with some things and I got caught up with lifting. I mean, come on, you're a quarterback. You're not the power lifter out there. And yes, you need to lift and you need to do this. You need to do that to maintain your physical fitness. You couldn't take a few minutes out of what was already scheduled to talk to Troy Aikman. Hey, Botch, I'd be ticked off, too, a little bit if I were Aikman. I wouldn't, you know, kill the guy on the air, but I'd be ticked off, too.
I would be mad initially, but if someone were to call me back and say, like, hey, do you have like a couple more minutes to maybe recoup some of the time we missed? Maybe then I'd say, okay, I'll talk to you. But I don't blame him. When anyone misses something scheduled, it makes me mad. So I get where he's coming from.
Yeah, listen, man, time is valuable. Time is gone. It does not come back. It's wasted. It doesn't come. There's no refund on time, which is what makes it ridiculously valuable. And so, yeah, who knows? Maybe this will be water under the bridge between the two of them. I can't imagine if Troy Aikman is calling more games of Caleb Williams that he's just going to throw him under the bus. But we'll see. Hopefully Caleb Williams gets a whole lot more chances and opportunities on Monday Night Football to have Troy Aikman calling his games. And meanwhile, if you're the Chicago Bears, you're worried about the New Orleans Saints. Or maybe not. The Saints suck. I would say they're the worst team in the NFL, but the New York Jets still exist. Getting ready to trade guys like Chris Olave. I know Buffalo Bills fans are hopefully just praying to God for that one. But we're going to have Caleb Williams versus Spencer Rattler. This is not the old man football game that we're going to get tonight between Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco. But Spencer Rattler, the last time he was on a football field with Caleb Williams, they were both playing for Oklahoma. Okay, you had in one case Caleb Williams who decided to transfer, and this is all in 2021. He transferred to USC, and then he won a Heisman. And then he got drafted number one overall. And then you got Spencer Rattler. He had to leave after he got benched. Remember that game versus Texas? We had the Sooners versus Texas. And then Spencer Rattler was just turning the ball over. They put in Caleb Williams, and that was all she wrote for the rest of the season for Spencer Rattler. He decided to go to South Carolina. He's pretty much up and down with the Gamecocks. And he ended up getting drafted last year in the fifth round. And so it's kind of crazy. Since he got benched for Caleb Williams has been number one. He gets all the attention. And Spencer Rattler is basically, well, we know he's eventually going to be a backup to whoever the hell they bring in New Orleans. Despite all of their history dating back 4 years ago and going in different directions, Spencer Rattler says, you know what? When I got benched, it made me better.
I wouldn't say so. I mean, I think it is what it is. You know, we all have our own paths, and, you know, we got to do our best with our own path. So it is what it is. The past is the past. We're focused on the present and the future. But I would say, yeah, that definitely led me to South Carolina, and it was a blessing in disguise, you know, that I got to play with the Gamecocks and develop there and, you know, get ready to go to the league after that.
Do you have, like, a friendship relationship with Caleb, or is just kind of curious?
Cordial, you know. I'll say what's up to him at the game. But I got respect for him. Good player.
Yeah, come on. Everybody don't got to be friends. You guys got a good relationship. I don't talk to the guy. I play football over here. He plays football over there. We were at college. We're not friends. Damn, everybody that you got to work with ain't your friend. Ain't that true, Botch? Everybody work with your friend?
I'd say they're all my friend. I see them and you talk to them all the time. So I assume.
Oh, damn. Damn, Botch. Okay.
I'm an open guy. You know, friends with everybody.
No, that's a good thing, Botcher. Well, be careful on that one. We got some people out here that are asses, okay?
I know what I don't want to fight them.
You don't want to fight them?
No, I'm not going to fight them, and I don't. I'm not going to make myself look like a fool.
A fool like what?
They're being
what?
An ass. I don't know.
I'm saying if they could be your friend, and next thing you know, they take advantage of you.
I'm smart enough. We're fine.
Okay.
I have nothing to take advantage of.
Okay, I like that. That's a smart man, Botcher is. Smart man. Spencer Rattler, I don't know how smart he is. I know as a kid he said some pretty dumb things, but right now he's just out there playing quarterback. I want to say with a bunch of nobodies, but almost nobody down in New Orleans. And so we'll see what happens. There's going to be a lot of conversation about him being benched in favor of Caleb Williams in college. So if you're going to sit down and watch the Bears and the Saints, get ready for that one. I'm not really going to sit down and watch that. I'll have it on in the background. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of college, we got a head coach who just got paid. Okay, we got a Cignetti. He ain't going anywhere. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. We have two championship series games today. We got one underway in Los Angeles. We got another underway in a few hours in Seattle. We got a football game Thursday night in Cincinnati. There's a lot going on in the world of sports. To get an update on all of it and more, it's time for a newsflash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Brewers, they've tied the game up. It's 1-1. And he scored on an RBI single by Bowers. Durbin hits the plate. They just had another. Oh, damn, Bacha. He was out by like a country mile, right? Damn.
Yeah, Max Muncy made it like a, that was athletic. The whole spin, I didn't want to say spin-a-rooney, but kind of hit. That was crazy.
Yeah, Muncy throw to the plate. It saves another run. Wow, okay. So right now, the Brewers and the Dodgers. Here we go. Jackson Churio flies out. There we go. The game is all tied up at one run apiece here in the second. And so we'll keep you up to date as things continue on. The Brewers already have three hits. Yeah, all of a sudden they have three hits. That's as many as they had in entirety of the last game. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right before we went to break, you also heard from Rich Ackerman about this new contract that Kurt Cignetti got, an 8-year contract extension that will take him through 2033. He's now going to make about $11.6 million per year. He's now one of the highest paid coaches in college football. And if you think about what he's been able to do with Indiana since he showed up, they're 6-0 already this year. They won 11 games last year, get to the college football playoff. He was the Big Ten coach of the year. There've already been so many rumors about him, you know, going out there and taking the next step, getting kind of pilfered and snatched up by another program. And apparently Indiana was just like, we're not going to let that happen. You are not going anywhere. And so Kirk Cignetti, he actually put a message up on IU's social media. I know he just stood there and took the video, but take a listen to what he had to say.
My wife, Manette, and I love Indiana University, Bloomington, the state of Indiana, the people we've met. We have very strong feelings about President Whitman and Scott Dolson. And, you know, we've accomplished a lot here in a short amount of time, but still have a lot of work to do. So I couldn't be more proud to be a Hoosier, and I plan on retiring as a Hoosier. And the way that this state has embraced us and our success in football has meant more to me than anything else. So I just wanted to get on camera and let you know that Kurt Cignetti is going to work daily to make Indiana the best they can be.
He's not going anywhere. He said he's not leaving. And let's be real. And I thought about this. Kurt Cignetti is not one of these young hotshot coaches that's just going to wake up and just, you know, pop on over to Penn State. And he's just now going to pop on over. And if Billy Napier gets the boot, he's just going to go down to Florida to coach the Gators. Kurt Cignetti is 64 years old. Like, he just turned things around at Indiana. They might as well give him, I don't know if they give keys to, forget a city, Bloomington. They might as well give him the keys to the state. Okay? He turned things around. You think he just wants to up and leave? No, he's like, man, I could just retire and chill here. Things are going good. They just gave me a massive contract. Why do I want to move on? Let me continue the success that I'm having here and just call it a day. And so I'm not surprised that they come to terms on a contract extension. If Kurt Cignetti was, I don't know, 50, maybe even 55, it definitely if he was 40 or 45. But the fact that he's 64 years old, this is a prime example of, hey, the grass is not always greener on the other side, right? We got a dude like Brian Kelly. I mean, he ain't 64. Brian Kelly has got to be in his, got to be about 50 flat. How old is this guy? Oh, man, damn, he's old. Oh, damn, he old too. He's 63. He was in his late 50s when he decided to wake up and leave Notre Dame and just go, I'm going to LSU, because he thought it was going to be on the up and up. And, well, let's be clear. If he doesn't continue to be on the up and up, then Brian Kelly just might regret moving on from Notre Dame. I mean, there's a good portion of what he's done in Baton Rouge that has just been kind of comical. The water bottle stuff, the accent, you know, some of his comments. Ultimately, they may say no thank you. And then everything that he did is for naught. At least he got paid. Damn, I didn't know Brian Kelly was that old. He's only a year younger than Cignetti, but we know Cignetti. I mean, this guy came over from James Madison. Okay, let's be real. Them ugly ass purple dogs with the hat and stuff. Abacha, I think I've said, I hate that logo. That's one of the worst logos and colors, I think, in sports anyway.
Purple jerseys itself, unless you have a perfect pairing with it, it's very ugly.
Oh, no disrespect, I had a family member who went to James Madison, played in the band at James Madison. Band was so good, they participated in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And the whole time I watched it, I couldn't. And I like purple. I wear purple. Okay, I love the color purple. I don't like that purple. I do not like that. Does the dog have a name? James Madison, does that dog have a name?
Let me look, but I'm assuming it might be just called Madison or James.
Maddie. The stupid dog's name is Maddie. The fact that you got a dog on with a crown and all this just...
Duke, man, dog.
Wait a minute. He's a Duke?
Yeah, it's called the dog is called Duke Dog. Duke the official mascot. Dog. Dukes is the nickname.
The James Madison Dukes. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that makes sense. Anyway. Yeah, ain't no guy going from James Madison to Indiana at 64 years old is now going to wake up and just go, you know what I need in my life? I need to start over again. He's going to take this $11 million a year. He's going to pass it down to his family and just call it a day. So congratulations to Kurt Cignetti. He gets to continue coaching and moving on and seeing what he can do and coach some young guys. I mean, come on, right now. We got Mendoza, who looks like a Heisman type guy. I don't want to say finalist. I don't want to shoot too far ahead here. But Mendoza is looking amazing. He very well might win the Heisman. So, look, if Cignetti can bring people to him, why move? It's really that simple. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I mean, last break, we talked about Caleb Williams. We talked about Spencer Rattler. If Mendoza continues doing what he's doing, who knows? He may be one of the top quarterbacks selected in the upcoming draft. We'll find out sooner than later. And speaking of QBs, all these young QBs in college, young QBs in the NFL, Drew Brees, no longer on NBC, no longer really anywhere. He's just kind of popping up on a weekly basis on ESPN. Drew Brees has some thoughts on quarterbacks. And he's pretty much saying that all these young guys, the Caleb Williams of the world, and, man, I can't say Spencer Rattler, but just listen to what Drew Brees had to say about young guys and how much time they need to develop.
I think a lot of these guys need about 50 high-level starts before you're going to know what you have in a quarterback. And that includes college and then at their time in the NFL. In other words, if you go draft a guy who has all this upside potential, but he only had 15 to 20 starts in college, well, guess what? You're going to have to sit around and wait, you know, 2.5, 3 seasons before you can really develop this guy. He needs those 50 high-level starts. Now, some guys are going to develop a little bit faster than others. Some guys are just going to be in better situations. You know, QB's best friend, great defense, great run game, right? If your team doesn't have that, you're just putting more pressure on this kid. So at the end of the day, that's really the formula. And now you just need a patient organization, patient fan base in order to get that QB to that level that you want him to be at.
Oh, man. There's only one guy that immediately came to mind listening to him say that. Talking about that transition from college over to the pros. He got a few starts. Anthony Richardson. Like Anthony Richardson. That's the whole name of the game. The Colts selected this guy at number 4 overall. He had, what, like 13 starts for the Florida Gators? He's doing backflips and jumping over people and knocking them over. And they're like, oh, my God, we got to have this guy. He basically went from high school right to playing for the Indianapolis Colts. Where is his experience? He doesn't have any. He's the first guy that came to mind. And then earlier this week, like, maybe football is not for him. Maybe the football gods or somebody's trying to send him a message. Because Anthony Richardson is out. We know he's the backup right now for Daniel Jones. He shouldn't be, but he is. Well, he should be based on his play, not where he was drafted. The guy injured his face. He broke his face. He injured his orbital socket by stretching on Sunday prior to the game. Stretching. Like, you know, maybe you should quit the game when you get hurt stretching. And this is a freak injury because he was working out with one of those workout bands. And no, the workout band did not hit him in the face. He got hit with like a pipe that he was utilizing with the workout band. And if you know a workout band, it basically operates like a rubber band. Imagine a rubber band swinging a pipe into your face. That's exactly what took place with Anthony Richardson. If I get hurt like that in the gym, you want to know something? I'm sitting on my ass the rest of my life. I've learned my lesson. Hey, good luck to Anthony Richardson. He becomes the backup. He'll probably be a backup in the NFL for as long as he's an NFL player. Now he's getting hurt by stretching? You'd have to convince me to keep playing football. That sucks. Congratulations, Kurt Cignetti, on the raise. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of injuries, we got an update on a 40-year-old and his injury. It's LeBron James. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.